Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This, as you probably know, once a week or so, I try to spend a little time, just maybe one or two segments, talking to you directly, just you and me, about some things that are on my mind, things that I'd like for you to know about. So today, what I'd like to talk to you about now is what I call the irony of successful sales growth. There's irony in that, folks. The following, think about this scenario. I'm going to read a little scenario to you about a conversation that's had on Main Street just basically every day. Somebody is saying this to somebody else. My business is really growing these days. This business owner confides to a friend. But we're still experiencing too much negative cash. My business is growing, but I got too much negative cash. And then, with basically the deer in the headlight look on his face, the same person says, "I thought by now, with sales and profits up, cash flow would be the least of my worries. I used to be afraid I couldn't grow my business. Now I'm worried that it'll collapse." Well, folks, this entrepreneur's lament is one of the great ironies of the marketplace. A small business in danger of failure as a result of extreme success. Now, let that roll around your head a little bit. Now, those of you who are struggling, those of you who are startups, those of you who are, you're saying, "Boy, I'd like to have that problem. I'd like to have all those sales. I'd like to be able to, it'd be fine with me. I can't wait to get to that point." Well, and I appreciate that. I can appreciate the fact of where you are, because I've been there too. I've been where both of these, where both of those scenarios. I've had those, both of them. But what I'd like to remind you about is what's embedded in Blasingame's second law of small business. And here's what that says. It's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. That business owner might have said, might have thought, "I thought by now I wouldn't have any cash flow problems." Well, let me tell you something, folks. Every small business, for most small businesses, for a long, long time, some of them forever, have cash flow issues because we're all undercapitalized. It's so hard. It takes so long to get to the point where we've got enough cash to handle to go through the tough times and to extend credit to our customers. So the undercapitalized small business, the redundancy of that is especially true for small businesses that are growing and when their sales volume depletes their cash in two very dramatic ways, and they're also predictable ways. Their sales volume depletes their cash because when the business is growing, this is the first example, when the business is growing, organizational upgrades are to be expected in order to handle the new demand. You've got new vehicles, you've got new people to hire, you got to buy new technology, things like that, right? Money has to be spent. And, of course, you must fund these things often before the newfound success has made it to the bank. So if you get a bid for a big project, you got to pay for the ramp-up for that bid before you get the money, any money, before you even bid any money. So you got to be able to do that. That's one way. The second thing is selling to customers on an open account. This is where payment for work or products is collected after the delivery. When you sell on an open account, you're essentially making a loan to customers. Remember that. You have to ask yourself, am I making a loan or am I making a sale? Well, you are making a loan for a period of however long it takes them to pay you. And while it's true that vendors may let you do the same, your own vendors may give you credit. Typically, as you know, you have to pay your vendors quicker than your customers pay you. And so that means that the difference is that's where you have the negative cash between when you pay your people and when you collect from your customers. That the difference is cash. And I'll talk about that a little in a second. So here's how to manage these challenges. First, growth plans must be compatible with your ability to fund that growth. Too often we think that the big growth hurdle is getting customers to say yes. Oh my gosh, thank you for doing this. This would be wonderful if I could get your business, right? But the impact of sales growth on cash flow must be considered before you deliver a proposal. If you go after a piece of business and you can't fund that opportunity, you shouldn't be going after it. You have to think about that. You have to think about the funding of that, the cash, the capital requirements to fulfill on that contract. And number two, don't use operating cash to fund acquisitions of capital assets like equipment. Capital purchases should be funded by bank debt. And the interest, and that interest that you pay on that bank debt is a cost of Blasingame's second law about being undercapitalized. So don't take money out of the cash register to buy a piece of equipment that's going to last you 3 to 5 years. Go borrow money for that. Go to the bank. Get a loan for that. Because you've got to keep your cash, your operating cash, in the till, your operating checking account for payroll, right? And for those kinds of things, for the operating. So you got to make sure you use your cash wisely. So, and number three, monitor the relationship between accounts receivable and accounts payable. Understand the relationship between AR days and AP days. When you get that, when you understand that, that's an aha moment for every business owner. And you must monitor that ratio. Remember what I said about customers want you to give them 30 days and your vendors want you to give them 15 days. They want to give you 15 days. That means you're out of cash for 15 days unless you can fund that. And if you don't know how the relationship is with your AR and your AP, then you're going to wind up being out of cash. Because before long, your vendor still wants you to pay in 15 days, and all of a sudden your customers are squeezing you to 37 days. Now you just ran out of cash 7 more days, right? So you got to keep up with that, folks. Remember, it is possible to succeed yourself right out of business. That's the irony of successful sales growth. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.